First Chronicles, chapter 5. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel. Now Reuben was Israel's firstborn, but his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph, son of Israel, because Reuben had defiled his father's couch. So he is not recorded in the genealogy as having the birthright. Judah was the strongest of his brothers, and the leader would come from him. But the birthright was Joseph's. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, were Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. The descendants of Joel were these. Joel's son was Shemaiah. Shemaiah's son was Gog. Gog's son was Shimei. Shimei's son was Micah. Micah's son was Reiah. Reiah's son was Baal. Baal's son was Beera, whom Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, took into exile. Beera was a leader in the tribe of Reuben. His kinsmen, according to their clans, enrolled in the genealogy by their generations. Jehiel, the leader, Zechariah, and Bela, son of Azaz, son of Shema, son of Joel. They lived in Aroer, as far as Nebo, and Baal Meon, and eastward to the start of the wilderness that extends to the Euphrates River, because their livestock had increased in the land of Gilead. In the days of Saul, the tribe of Reuben attacked the Agrites and defeated them. They lived in the Hagrites' tents throughout all the land east of Gilead. The members of the tribe of Gad lived near them, in the land of Bashan, as far as Salaka. Joel was their leader. Shapham was second, and Jani and Shaphat in Bashan. Their relatives by their clans were Michael, Meshulam, Sheba, Jorai, Jachin, Ziah, and Eber, seven in all. These persons named above were the descendants of Abihail, and Abihail was the son of Hurai. Hurai was the son of Jeroah. Jeroah was the son of Gilead. Gilead was the son of Michael. Michael was the son of Jeshishai. Jeshishai was the son of Jado. Jado was the son of Buz. Ahai, the son of Abdiel, son of Gunai, was head of their clan. They lived in Gilead, in Bashan, in its towns, and in all the pasture lands of Sharon, as far as its borders. All these were listed by genealogical records in the days of Jotham, king of Judah, and Jeroboam, king of Israel. The Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh had 44,760 soldiers skilled in battle, who carried shield and sword, and who drew the bow, who could go out to war. They attacked the Hagrites, Jeter, Naphish, and Nodab. They received divine help against them. In this way, the Hagrites and all who were with them were defeated. This was because the Israelites cried out to God in the battle, and he responded to them, because they put their trust in him. They captured their animals, including 50,000 camels, 250,000 sheep, 2,000 donkeys, and 100,000 men. Many fell because the battle was from God. They lived in their land until the captivity. The sons of the half-tribe of Manasseh lived in the land of Bashan, as far as Baal Hermon and Senir, that is, Mount Hermon. These were the heads of their clans: Epher, Ishai, Eliel, Azriel, Jeremiah, Hodaviah, and Jadiel. They were mighty warriors, famous men, heads of their fathers' houses. But they were unfaithful to their ancestors' God. They acted like prostitutes with the gods of the peoples of the land, whom God had destroyed before them. The God of Israel stirred up Pul, king of Assyria, also called Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria. He took into exile the Reubenites, Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. He brought them to Hela, Habor, Hara, and to the river of Gozan, where they remain to this day.